lay the rails across, and then this way, and on that way, crooked like.
What would, when you lay down the first layer?
That's the fence rail, or the ground rail.
Uh-huh.
The ground rail.
Any other name for that?
Worm rail.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a worm rail.
Would you ever call it a worm fence?
No, we never call it a worm fence, just call it the worm rail of the fence. Mm-hmm.
When you want to make it taller, or at the ends of it, you drive two rails down in the ground and cross them up at the top?
Yeah, across the top, and then put a rail in this cross up at the top. Yeah, well, we used to do that when we'd have horses bad to jump or tear down the fence, or cows, either one. We'd build a fence about 12 rails high.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd put these two rails at each corner, cross the corners out of the way, and then put a rail up in that.
What's that called?
Well, they call that the cross rail fence.
Do you ever hear it called a stake and rider?
Yeah, stake and rider, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you put your stakes, you see, and then, a stake and lighter, that's, that lighter, that's a kind of a timber it is. That there is like pine, you see, rich and old. But this stake fence, they just call it a stake, the corner stakes, you see, above the top rail of the fence.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of fence would you have around your yard?
We'd have picket fence.
Mm-hmm.
Pickets. Rove out of a timber, you see, just like boards did, except it'd be longer and be narrow.
Uh-huh.
Narrow pickets. And then we'd have ladding to nail these pickets too. We'd set the posts, you see, like those posts out there, and then we'd put a ladder at the bottom, about 3 or 4 inches above the ground, and then we'd put one at the top of the post, or close to the top, or about 6 or 8 inches below the top. Generally, we'd make the pickets a little higher than the post, you see, for a picket fence. I rove out a mini one. I used to have, the first fence I had around here was picket fence here, and then I had a plank fence.
What's a plank fence?
That's a plank saw, just like goes in the flooring of a house, any kind of building, except you want them wider than this. Of course, now, the old way they used to have the floor in the house was 12 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
This shelf floor, this has a double flooring. The bottom floor, it's 12 inches wide. And it's across this way. It runs across this way. Long plank, 1x12.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them's rich lighted. You can just almost see the rolls them running out. Put them out in the sunshine, you know, sunshine on, that the rolls them run out of.
Mm-hmm.
That's pure heart. What they call lightered heart.
This plank fence, did it run horizontally like this?
Yeah, it runs across that way. You set your post. Set your post, and then you nail your plank from one post to the other, and you let it come halfway this post, you see. And so the next panel, you nail it, have half of the post to nail it on.
What kinds of wire fences would people have nowadays?
Well, some has barbed wire, and some has regular fence wire. Some has this, they used to have this Elwood wire, but just don't have that now.
What's Elwood wire?
It's a kind of a heavy wire and close bars together.
Mm-hmm.
Where at the bottom part of it, you might say up to about 24 to 30 inches, a rabbit couldn't go through.
Mm-hmm.
Then on up larger, the bars is wider apart.